This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Yost. Columbia voters might turn out in lower numbers this election day. Boone County Clerk Wendy Noren says the county saw fewer people going to the polls this morning, although some polling places in the 3rd and 4th wards were busy. Noren says not having a school board race this election might be one reason for lower turnout.
Generally in April, we get a lot of people who turn out for school issues. Columbia School District's about 60% of our county. That tends to make for a lower turnout also.
Noren says polling stations are running smoothly without any major issues, and she hopes more voters will participate today in today's elections. Coincidentally, one group is doing just that. Grassroots Organizing, a non-for-profit organization also known as GROW, provides free rides to voters to the polls today. Mary Hussman, a GROW organizer, says the idea is to give everyone a chance to vote.
We just think this is a part of the democratic process, and we're happy to see as many people vote as possible. The higher the voter turnout, we think that's makes for a better democratic process.
While GROW has strong opinions on how to vote for certain things, Hussman says she keeps her views to herself when driving people to the polls.
We just think it's a healthy thing for as many people as you can to vote. If they don't always vote the way we want, well, that's the way it is. But it's still better to have more people voting.
Hussman says even though she'll only manage to take a handful of people to the polls today, she's happy to even make a little bit of a difference. Missouri has used a state budget reserve fund to improve its cash flow. The Office of Administration reported that $175 million was borrowed from the budget reserve fund in March. The state has now used $375 million during the current year. All the money will be repaid by May 15th. Budget Director Linda Lubering said today that the state regularly uses the reserve fund during March. She says those who receive tax refunds frequently file faster than those who owe additional taxes. Officials also reported today that the state revenues throughout the first three quarters of the fiscal year have increased 8.3% compared with last year. Individual tax collections are up about 5.3%, and corporate income taxes are up 4.3%. Sales taxes are up less than 1%. Legislation that would cut Missouri's income tax while raising the sales tax was examined today by a state House committee. Supporters testified that the bill is crucial for keeping Missouri businesses from being lured westward into Kansas, which recently slashed its tax rates. Opponents include Lee Summit School Superintendent David McGee. He says Missouri is in no financial condition to voluntarily give up revenues.
Missouri's funding for public schools is already more than $600 million below what is required to fund its own foundation formula, with no real plan in sight to ever see full funding.
In addition, a nonprofit group that advocates for the poor in Missouri has launched an ad campaign saying the proposal could cost the state nearly $1 billion. The sponsor of the bill, Republican Senator Will Cross of Lee Summit, called the ads, quote, misleading and distasteful, and says the drop in revenues would only be around $477 million over 5 years' time. The measure has already cleared the Missouri Senate. The House will vote on the bill later. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Yost.